This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Trade is, of course, not the only area where Donald Trump's views depart from his predecessors. He's recently criticized the United Nations, that despite the fact that the U.S. hosts the U.N., has a seat on the Security Council, and picks up the biggest chunk of the U.N.'s budget. Starting January 1st, the U.N. will have a new Secretary General, Antonio Guterres. Trump and Guterres, the former socialist Prime Minister of Portugal, are about the same age, but that may be about all they have in common, as Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Antonio Guterres was sworn in as Secretary General a month after the presidential election.
I, Antonio Guterres,
solemnly swear to exercise in all loyalty.
During the last 8 years, the UN has strengthened its bond with the US, but that bond is about to be tested. Again, the new Secretary General's priorities seem far removed from the president-elect's. Take humanitarian issues. Nora Bensahel is a national security expert and professor at American University. She says for years, Guterres headed the UN's refugee agency.
And he has been very outspoken in encouraging both European countries and the United States to resettle larger numbers of refugees. That obviously goes against the platform that candidate Trump ran on, saying that U.S. borders should be tightened and that we shouldn't be accepting any refugees.
That's not the only area where the two men differ. Michael Doyle, formerly of the UN, now teaches at Columbia School of International and Public Affairs. He says the UN has spent years advocating for global education, healthcare, and working to slow climate change.
And if there's any two things that President-elect Trump is against, it's globalization and climate change. So there's the very start of a rocky relationship.
And yet, Doyle says there's at least one thing about Guterres that Trump will surely admire, the ability to make a deal. It's something the incoming Secretary General was known for in his humanitarian work.
Maybe the talents of deal-making might bring them together in some common action.
Such as ending the bloodshed in Syria with Russia's help. Stuart Patrick is a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He says conflict prevention is another area where the two men might find common ground. Guterres has said that's urgent for him, and in a way it's a priority for Trump too. After all, Patrick says, Trump wants to focus his energies at home and keep America out of foreign wars.
UN peacekeeping actually is a very good deal for the United States, and it allows the United States to do things like support peace and end atrocities around the world without actually putting U.S. troops in harm's way.
Trump will outsource at least some of his relationship with the United Nations to Nikki Haley, his pick for U.S. ambassador. Nora Bensahel of American University says he might be totally hands-off, giving Haley's more diplomatic personality free rein. But the key word is might.
Not only the United Nations, but lots of other countries and global leaders don't exactly know what they're going to be dealing with the new president, what he's going to prioritize and how he's going to approach issues.
She says it's that uncertainty that has UN staff holding their breath. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.